Title: ThinkFX Chain Stack Tutorial for Floor Shaking Low End in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School D&B Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build that classic jungle low end the Think way. Fast decisions, commit to audio, stack the right layers, and keep it mixable so it hits like a system without turning into a swamp. By the end of this, you'll have a three-layer bass rack inside Ableton Live 12, plus a bass bus that glues everything together and ducks properly with the kick. And importantly, we'll talk arrangement moves that make the low end feel heavier without simply making it louder. Before we touch a device, here's the mindset. Old school jungle low end is usually simple but intentional. It's a stable sub anchor, a mid layer that actually speaks on small speakers, and then optional top texture for attitude. The trick is making them behave as one instrument. Step 0. Quick setup. Set your tempo somewhere in the 165 to 172 range. I'll aim at 170 BPM. Pick a sub-friendly key like F, F sharp, or G. And do yourself a favor. Decide your pocket reference point. Either your kick owns the deepest octave or your sub note does. If your kick is super strong at, say, 55 Hz, don't write a bass line whose fundamental lives right on top of that unless you're ready for a wrestling match with EQ later. Also, gain staging. This is huge for low end. If you blast the sub chain and then distort the mid chain and then smash the bus, you'll lose the physical bounce. A good rule, each chain on its own peaks around minus 18 to minus 12 dBFS. Combined rack around minus 12 to minus 8. Then the bus adds control, not loudness. Now, create the bass stack. Add a MIDI track. Drop an instrument rack on it. Inside the rack, create three chains and name them SUB, mid, and top. Let's build the sub first, because this is your contract with the track. Once you lock it, you stop negotiating later. On the SUB chain, load operator. Keep it dead simple. Use an algorithm that's just oscillator A only. Set OSCA to a sine wave for the cleanest fundamental. Triangle is okay if you want a tiny bit more harmonics, but let's start sine. Now the amp envelope. Attack basically instant, but not zero if you get clicks. Try 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds if you're doing more stabby notes, or keep sustain up if you want held notes. For classic rolling jungle subs, long notes are common, so you can keep it stable. Release around 80 to 140 milliseconds so notes end smoothly without clicking. Now process the sub and keep it boring on purpose. First, EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 30 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. That's not making it thinner, that's removing useless rumble that eats headroom. Later, if it's too heavy, you can do a tiny dip like 1 or 2 dB somewhere around 60 to 90, but don't preemptively carve it up. Second, a saturator, extremely subtle. Soft sine mode is perfect. Drive maybe plus 1 to plus 3 dB, and match the output so it's roughly unity. This isn't distortion, it's just a little harmonic support so the sub translates slightly better. Third, utility, width at 0%, mono, always. No stereo, no modulation, no widening, no chorus on the sub. Sub lives in the center. End of story. Quick teacher note, put a tuner on the SUB chain for a minute and confirm the note is actually what you think it is. And if your kick is a sample that's slightly off pitch, consider transposing the clip by a semitone or a few cents so it cooperates. Guessing here wastes hours later. Composition-wise, keep the sub notes simple and confident. Think one or two note motifs, long notes, occasional octave jump for emphasis. Let the breaks do the talking. Now the MID chain. This is where the think method really shows up. Grit, resample, chop, and arrange like a break. On mid, you can use Waveitable for speed. Start with a basic shapes waveform, something saw-ish. Keep unison modest. Two voices, low amount. You're not making a super saw, you're making a mid bass with character. Add a low pass filter, maybe LP24. Somewhere around 300 to 800 Hz to keep it from turning into a buzzy mess, before we even process it. Now the core think stack on the MID. First, saturator. This time, not subtle. Drive plus 6 to plus 10 dB. Turn on soft clip. That soft clip is your friend for jungle weight, because it adds density without having to crank the fader. Second, pedal. Use OD or distortion mode. Drive somewhere around 20 to 40%. Tone to taste, but don't overbrighten yet. You want muscle more than fizz. Third, auto filter. LP12 is a sweet spot. This is where you get movement, but you're moving the mids, not the sub. Automate the cutoff anywhere from 200 Hz up to 1.2 kHz depending on the section. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6, and a tiny envelope amount if you want to pluck on the front of notes. Fourth, EQ8, high pass at 80 to 110 Hc, steep slope, so this chain cannot fight the sub. Then shape, if it's thin, add a little presence around 150 to 250. If it's boxy, reduce around 250 to 400. That 200 to 400 zone is the mud battlefield, especially with breaks, so you're listening for cardboard. Now the big move, resample to commit. Create a new audio track called MID resample. Set its input to resampling, or directly from the MID chain output if you prefer control. Arm it, and record 4 to 16 bars of your bass phrase while you perform the filter and drive. And I want you to do this with intention. Do 3 passes. One pass where you only do filter sweeps. A second pass where you focus on drive and clip aggression. A third pass with tiny pitch movement or detune if you want menace. Then choose the best moments like your comping vocals. Once you've got audio, crop the best pits. Choose a warp mode based on the material. If the resample feels percussive, try beats. If it's more tonal and smeary, Complex Pro can work, then slice it, so you can chop it like a break. That chopping is a massive part of the authentic jungle feel, because you stop thinking one bass patch and start thinking bass edits. Now the TOP chain. Optional, but if you want the bass to read on earbuds and cheap speakers, this helps a lot. For the source, you can use operator noise, wave eatable noise, or even a copy of your mid resample pitched up slightly. The goal is not more bass, it's rhythmic audibility and vibe. Process it like this. EQ8 first, high pass at 300 to 500 Hc, no low mid here. Then redux for that old school crunch. Downsample around 4 to 10kHz, start at 8kHz. Bit reduction around 8 to 12 bits, but keep it subtle. If you hear obvious digital tearing in a bad way, back it off. Think tape rave edge, not broken MP3. Add autopan for tiny movement. Rate around 0.1 to 0.3 Hz, amount 10 to 25%, phase 180 for a gentle stereo drift. Then utility, widen it, like 120 to 160%, because this layer can live out on the sides. You're basically framing the bass while keeping the sub locked in the middle. Extra spice if you want it to groove with the drums automatically. Put a gate on this TOP chain, and sidechain it from your break. Set it so the noise opens on snares or hats. Instant jungle breathing texture without hand-drawing automation for an hour. Now glue the layers inside the rack. After the chains, on the instrument rack output, add a rack-wide EQ8. If your breaks feel cloudy, do a gentle dip. Maybe 1 to 2 dB around 250 to 350. Then add a compressor, light glue only, ratio 2 to 1. Attack 20 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient shape of the mid layer. Release 80 to 150 milliseconds. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Not more. Add a limiter at the end as safety only. Ceiling around minus 0.5. If the limiter is working hard, it's not glue. It's you avoiding a level decision earlier. Now, Duo workflow upgrade. Map rack macros. At minimum, macro for sub level. Mid drive, mid filter, top crunch. And maybe a macro that lets you quickly toggle between two mid EQ profiles. One profile for dense break sections, where you thin 200 to 350 and add a bit more bite around 700 to 1.2k. Another profile for sparse sections, where you can keep more body around 150 to 250. Twitching these every 8 bars is an arrangement move as much as a mix move. Next, the bass bus. This is where you make it hit like one instrument in the track. Group your bass track, or your rack track, into a group called bass bus. On the bus, start with utility, keep low end mono. If you're using Ableton tools only, the simplest rule is, do not let the overall bass bus get super wide. Somewhere around 80 to 100% width is usually safe, and the real width lives in the TOP chain anyway. At EQ8, high pass again at 25 to 30 Hz. If the kick and sub are fighting, look for where the kick fundamental sits, often 50 to 70 Hz. And make a tiny notch in the bass bus if needed. Tiny, don't carve a cannon. Add glue compressor for classic control. Attack 10 ms, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is about consistency. Then add sidechain compression, the musical kind. Drop a standard compressor after the glue. Turn on sidechain. Input is your kick track, ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 ms so the duck happens quickly. Release 60 to 120 ms, but set it by groove, not by meters. The right release is the one where the bass re-enters just after the kick speaks, but before the next break transient needs space. If the whole groove feels like it's leaning back, release is too long. If the kick and sub feel like they overlap into one blob, release is too short or the threshold isn't right. Aim for about 2 to 5 dB of ducking on sub hits. Optional, a very light side chain from the snare, 1 to 2 dB. If the bass is masking the crack, keep that subtle, because you don't want the bass to pump on every snare unless that's your deliberate vibe. Now let's talk arrangement, because this is where people miss the point. Old school D&B isn't just a bass sound, it's bass phrasing and negative space. That's why it feels heavy, because it leaves room for the drums to punch, then answers them. Try this 32-bar skeleton. Bars 1 to 8, intro, keep the break filtered. No true sub yet, or just a very quiet ghost of upper bass. Tease the mid-resample textures with band bass and little reverb tails. You're setting expectation. Bars 9 to 16, pre-drop, bring in the sub on downbeats only, like a halftime tease. Let the mid-resample do one bar call and response phrases with the break fills. Keep it playful, like it's talking back to the drums. Bars 17 to 32, drop. Now the sub rolls continuously, but still simple. The mid-resample chops hit on offbeats or in the gaps between kick and snare. Bring the TOP layer in and out every four bars to create sections. That on-off top layer is such a cheat code for the drop evolved without rewriting everything. A key phrasing tip. Make the bass answer the snare. If your snare is on 2 and 4, try placing your mid movement right after those hits, not directly on top of them. And if you want extra swagger, do a micro timing trick. Nudge some high pass mid stabs a few milliseconds late after the snare. It creates separation, and the ear perceives it as bigger.